Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Matrix, the program that asks you, dares you, to get outside the box of convention and think and soar in the free thought zone. And my name is Patricia Corey. My website is www.SyrianRevelations.net. For those of you who still aren't familiar with my work, please go there. You've got a wealth of information there and plenty of stuff on my books and what I'm up to, including the Sacred Journeys, which are taking wing quite extraordinarily in this period. So please go there when you have a chance, and get all the information you need, and feel free to get in touch with me with any questions you might have about what I'm up to. I've got my own questions about it, too, but that's another question. All right, that's enough about me tonight. Always tonight here in Italy and daytime there by you. I have a very interesting woman. Her name is Nancy Wallace. She's an author, an intuitive life coach, psychic, and she says that when it comes to psychics, forget the rest and come to her for the real things. So we're going to check her out tonight. She does wonderful work with children, which is why I'm attracted to her work. And we're going to be talking about her work trying to assist children dealing with the ADD, ADHD, what I call fraud. I don't know how she feels about this yet, but we will certainly find out. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Patricia. I agree.
Thank you for
100%.
Being on my show, fellow radio host.
And you're very welcome.
I'm very intrigued by your site that says, you've done the rest, you've come to the best. Tell me about that slogan.
The reason why the slogan was there is because there are many, many, many psychics out there who claim to be psychic, and really what they want to do is just make as much money as they can, and they don't really have the compassion that it takes to really talk, you know, to people. And not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, to really help them through things. Their idea is how much money it's going to make in my pocket. See, and I try, once I give somebody a counseling session, to try to get them not to come back.
Oh, how nice to hear that, because, you know, I used to run a center here called Lightworks, and I always tell people in my workshops that the reason why I closed it was because I kept telling people not to come back.
Right.
So that is real validation for me. I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah, see, the problem is that there are many, many people out there who, and it's not, first of all, everybody is psychic, number one. So it's not that they're not psychic. It's just that they're not using their psychic ability in the right way to really help people. What they're looking for, like I said, is to see how much money they can make. And
yeah.
I really, after I do a session, I tell them, please, if I've told you anything to do, please don't call me again until you have it done, because you're truly going to waste your money, because your reading is not going to change.
Yeah,
you
in
know,
fact, people do get addicted to the activity of getting readings and wanting a different outcome. You keep saying, no, don't you understand? This is what I see. We'll talk about it again in a year. People get addicted to that quick fix rush of having someone else tell them what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, see, and I tell them in the session, you all have psychic ability. That gut feeling that you have is really important to listen to. So you got to kind of like cut off your head for a little while, get out of logic, start trusting your heart, smart part is what I call it, and you see what a better outcome you have for what's going on in your life.
Indeed.
So,
and you you conduct these readings by the internet and telephone too?
I do them all over. I do them whether it's internet, phone, or in person. If they come in person, I tape them. What I'm doing, that I'm going to be doing, is I'm setting up my laptop so that no matter where the person is in the world, when they call in, I have a camera, and I'm going to actually, like, you know, visually take pictures, you know, like a streaming video of their reading, and then it's going to be burned to a CD that they will have that they can pop in their computer, and they can not only hear what I'm saying, but they can actually see why I'm saying it.
Well, that's pretty high-tech.
Yeah, well, it's weird, because believe me, I can lock up a computer in no time. It's going to take a little bit of practice.
All right, so can we see if we're in sync, and can you give me a little reading? I don't like personal readings over the radio, but something to trigger a connection here?
Okay. First of all, sometimes your stress level does get way too high because you do get a little nervous about everything, but again, if you could just relax, it actually would be better. You're also coming up with the Wheel of Fortune, which is completion of better things coming, and not just completion of better things coming, but actually things being completed the right way. So that's a good thing. So between now and the next 4 months, a lot of whatever's not gotten completed yet should really start to be completed in a very good way. You're also coming out that you need to take better care of yourself because you give way too much out of yourself to everybody else, don't you?
Yes.
So
this has just come up in the last couple of days.
Okay, but it's real important to make sure, Patricia, when you need to say no for whatever reason, that you're not afraid to say it and you say it. Even if you know it's going to upset the other person, you know, what happens, what I've learned from most people, is that the givers, you know, the one who had the compassion, the one who feel, they give everything, 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 and then they have nothing left for themselves. And the problem is, unless you give back to yourself, you're not going to have enough energy to continue to give out. So sometimes saying no is really a good thing, okay?
I just said no yesterday. Are you proud of me?
I am very proud of you. Once you say it, though, you also have to stick with it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, that works. It's good. It's spot on.
Good.
Any other little insights for me?
Yeah, you're actually coming up with the star, which means God's blessing you for better things to come your way. And whatever you're trying to do, you actually come up with the chariot, which is have faith you can win to get what you want. And then you have the best card in the deck called the world. That means anything and everything you've been waiting for, hoping for, and wanting, you can finally have, as long as you do not talk yourself out of it, you do not let anybody else talk you out of it, or take it away. It's yours for the taking. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. So, Patricia,
these are great cards.
Yeah, whatever you're trying to do, you know, it comes out really well. It may seem like you have to rework a couple things, which you will, but if you rework them, trust yourself, it really comes out good, you know, all for the rest of this year and into next year also.
Oh, that's good to hear, because this is a pretty critical time, and I am definitely racing toward a goal, and so, and you'll be happy to know, as a new healer in my life, that I haven't, in fact, said no, and I've made a big statement to everyone that as of April, I'm going on a 6-month hiatus.
Great. That is exactly what you need.
Six months to do what I need to do for me and my family of dogs and man. So that is very timely, and I might as well right now give out your website address for people who are going to be saying, I want one too. So you want to go ahead and tell us your website address where people can talk to you about having a reading.
Sure.
I've got it here. Nancy's, that's Nancy's, psychicresources.com. Okay, well, let's see what happens with that. Later on, we'll take call-ins and see if you can do some spot visualizations like you did for me for some of our followers. Nancy, you say you've been raised by angels, or at least that's the title of your book. Could you expound on that?
Yeah, the book is actually an autobiography, and I really did not want to write it, number one, so that everybody knows that, because I thought, you know, it's just a story. Everybody has a story. But ever since I was 6 years old and had a very freak accident where I probably should have died or been paralyzed because I landed with my head and neck under my back, which sounds really awful, and it probably was, but I didn't know that because I was 6 years old, and again, it was just a freak accident, and the whole time I was laying there like that, I had this beautiful, beautiful angelic voice telling me, you're okay, there's nothing wrong with you, you know a lot of things now, you can't use it yet, we'll let you know when. And I thought, okay, well, that's weird. But the voice kept going on and on, just repeating that same sentence the entire time. Now, my brothers wouldn't touch me because they probably thought I was dead, and I may have been. I don't know. I don't remember seeing a white light, just this voice. And then finally, my brothers kind of turned me over to see if I was alive or not, and my head kind of bobbled up, and I said, hi, guys. There was, like, nothing wrong with me, absolutely nothing.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's part of it. And then from that time on, I could see things. I would know things, but at 6 years old, knowing the things that I knew, like I could look at somebody new when they were going to die. Every time I went to approach, you know, somebody trying to tell them what I'm getting, this voice would tell me, this is not your concern. It's already be predetermined. They're going to a better place. You have to let it be. So my entire life, I've grown up with this beautiful, beautiful voice talking to me. And then to save my life, sometimes I have this big, masculine male voice that comes in, makes me pay attention. Okay? So the entire time...
voices, and I'm quite well as well.
Yeah, so, you know, the entire time, and I'm 60 years old now, so from the time I was 6 until I am now, this voice keeps talking to me, telling me things. And, you know, yes, my parents raised me, yes, they loved me, yes, they housed me, they fed me, they clothed me, but they did not give me the wisdom, the compassion. I shouldn't say not the compassion, but the wisdom and the knowledge that I have. And then what happens is they actually give me all these messages, like if I'm going to do a reading for somebody or a session for somebody, I'm getting like 50 words a second in my head. It's like, oh, yeah, I know what that means. So then I focus on the tarot cards, and it tells me a story. But they are constantly giving me information on a constant 24/7 basis. Okay?
It's hard to sleep, isn't it?
Well, it is. There's days I tell them, please go away, let's sleep. Okay?
Yeah, so, I'm also a channel, and, you know, it's hard to explain to people what it's like because sometimes they think that you are potentially out of your mind. But the truth
right?
is that it's quite an effort to learn how to, let's say, refine these messages so that you can handle being in 3D reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, they really
help pull them up when they're needed.
Well, see, they really helped me for a lot of reasons because I was very, very protected. I did not have to go through the things that most people go through where they tell somebody and everybody tells them, oh, that's not true, you know, you don't know what you're talking about or you're imagining it. I never had to go through that because every time I was going to approach somebody to say something, again, this voice would basically tell me that it really is going to be okay. I can't interfere, that I can't interfere with willpower. I can only do what I'm supposed to do at the time, and this isn't the time. So they were constantly giving me messages. And the first time they actually let me say something out loud to somebody is the day that they made sure that it was going to save everybody's life that was in the car I was in because we had a very bad car accident. But what they did for me, because they really wouldn't let me, you know, say a lot of things up until then. And I was like a freshman or sophomore in high school, so I was like 14, 15 years old before I got to, quote, come out, you know, like I needed to. But we were going to have a very bad car accident where if it didn't change after we got over the top of this hill and down about 300 yards, we were going to actually hit a car broadside going about 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
So they showed me a whole visual, and I mean a visual, just like a movie playing in front of me as to what was going to happen if this wasn't changed on the other side of the hill. So what I started doing was yelling at my brother who was driving the car, got to slow down the car, because when I was in high school, there wasn't really speed limits, and so, you know, we went fast. But he never heard me say anything before, and I was in the back seat with all the school books, and him and his girlfriend and her brother were in the front. And I just kept yelling, you got to slow down this car. I'm not going to die today, and neither are you, but you got to slow down this car. And so he kept going, what is wrong with you? I said, just, you know, laugh at me tomorrow, but you'll be alive, so slow down the car. So I just kept yelling because I didn't want to die. And finally, my brother slowed down, and instead of hitting this car broadside, we actually sideswiped it. And then I was the only one that ended up getting hurt really bad. But, you know, that helped me to understand why I had to go through what I had to, because for a whole month I couldn't walk. And so that whole
But this is not the, like, the incident that it was your back. This is yet another death.
This is another one.
Incident.
Yeah, this is
wow.
another one. I mean, like I say, they're around me all the time. They help me. If I don't listen to them, I get smacked really hard. I'll put it that way. So I always try to listen to what they're telling me or the feeling that I get. You know, it's not always a clear message, but it's like the knowledge is there. And I know everybody has that. Okay, mine just gets brought out extra. So that's why the title of the book is Raised by Angels. They have helped me many, many times to get through things, to understand things, you know, as to why I have to have this, but I can't tell anybody. I mean, I asked all kinds of questions because I didn't get it, you know, and then they finally gave me the answer. And the answer was really quite good and quite clear at the time. That was after I was a freshman in high school. Their answer to me was, if we would have allowed you to tell people what you knew at age 6, you would have never been allowed to be outside 4 walls and contained and being given medicine the whole time. And you would never be able to reach your full potential. So, I
can
mean,
see why you directed some of your life work to helping children that are being diagnosed with this AADD syndrome.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a hard time, just like you. It is the biggest fraud ever. And there are many, many
different... Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, because I want to stay on you. I'm very fascinated by what you're hearing. And before we go on, I just want to remind people that your website is Nancy... Oops, where did it go? You want to say it for me, because I've lost it on my...
Yeah, if that's okay. It's Nancy's, N-A-N-C-Y-S, psychicresources.com.
Right.
And when they
All right, so let me ask you this. How did these beings first connect with you? Did they tell you they were angelic beings, what realm they're from, or have you got a specific feeling for how many people you're, how many beings you're working with, or can you give us more exact details?
There's like a whole bunch of them. But I've never asked, I've never asked any of their names, because to me a name doesn't mean that much.
Yeah.
So, I just listen to what they say. But there's the main one who's with me all the time. Then there's like a couple, you know, that are men, you know, men voices, I should say. But they're only there in the event that something very bad is going to be happening, and they really come through so strong that when I don't listen to them, I know what the end result's going to be. You know, so they've been talking to me all along, and yes, they get kind of noisy sometimes. And I tell them, please, I've got to sleep. If you want me to do your work, I've got to get some sleep. You know, this is real important for me.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, though, how these beings, I don't know, when I work with the Syrian High Council that I've been working with since 1996, actually I've been working with them as a child, too, but it wasn't as clearly identified. But in all the work that I've done with them, they managed to, I don't know how they do this, but recharge me so that I can sit at the computer and do this channeling work from 4 in the morning to even 3 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and still not be tired.
Well, the thing is,
Oh,
yeah, when I wrote the book, okay, again, I did not want to write it, number one, but what they did to me is they would constantly download me. And when I say download, I mean I was being told word for word, 24/7, what was to be in this book. And it really... It just bugged me to no end, because they did it and they kept doing it. I could go to sleep at night being downloaded. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I'm still being downloaded. I'd get up in the morning and I'm being downloaded. But I wasn't tired like you. But the first time I sat down to actually write the book, again, I really don't get along well with computers and I can usually lock them rather quickly. But for some reason, I looked at the clock at 10 o'clock at night is when I got done doing all, you know, all my sessions and everything. I thought, okay, if I do this, will you just shut up for a while, because I really need a break. So I sat down at 10 o'clock at night. The next time I looked at the clock was 5 a.m. in the morning. I have no idea what was in the book. I have no idea what I wrote, but there was pages and pages. I don't know how I got there, okay? And I thought, well, all right, one, the computer didn't lock up at all, so that right there had to be a miracle in itself. And two, I have all this information down, and it was simple. You know, so after that, they actually, you know, continued to give me what I needed to put in this book. And the idea of the book, it's not what turned out to be the story of my life. It is the story of my life, but the story of my life has been used in this book as a self-help book for others to get through their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Is why apparently the book was so important to be written. You know, and everybody who has read it, they said, Nancy, I couldn't put it down. You know, and you have a lot of stuff in there, and you've gone through a lot. Well, yeah, everybody goes through a lot. You know, so the book's got some humor in it. It's got parts that's going to make you cry, a few parts, actually. You know, and then it's got a lot of really good insight for people to try to trust themselves. It gives them things to do to let go of all their past hurts, pains, angers, and guilt. I mean, there's a lot of different techniques in the book that was put in there. You know, did I, you know, sit down and say, okay, this needs to be in there, this needs, no, it just is there.
Okay, the book is called Raised by Angels, an Autobiography. Is this available only from your site, or can people get this on Amazon, all the other sources?
They can go to Amazon. It comes two ways, actually. It comes in a PDF file on a CD, if people just want to pop it into their computer, and it actually comes in book form. So either way, they can go to Amazon.com, and if they don't have it, tell them that you want it, because they have me listed there. You know,
okay.
Otherwise, they can go to my website, and they can order it right through my website.
Okay. Now, I'm curious that this is not your first book. You had another book called the What Do You Think book?
Yeah, I actually started with a book called, and I don't have this one really done yet, because this one for Raised by Angels.
Oh, this is a new book coming up.
but it's one that's coming up, and it's just about finished. And it's called the What Do You Think book, and then it says, pencil with an eraser needed.
I know.
Batteries not.
This is what kids are very curious. I'd like to know what you mean by this, what this book is about.
Well, the book, all it is questions, quotes, and jokes. But it's questions about every single facet of life that people should actually be asking themselves. And after each question is a little line where you can actually write your answer if you want. And the pencil with the eraser needs to be needed because you may change your mind at any time after you go back and read it again.
That's a great idea. Talk about an interactive project.
You know, so that's why it's pencil with an eraser needed, batteries not, because they're not going to sit there and have somebody else do it. You know, this is things that people need to be asking themselves. And they're very, very important questions. Some are funny, but they're really straight to the point. And I really did not leave out any facet of life here because there's so many questions that people need to ask that they're not asking. They're just walking around like with their head, you know, wherever it is, and they're not getting it. And so this book is a way to help point them out that they need to do a little bit of thinking here so that, you know, they do get to be where they need to be and they come up with better ideas of what's really going on around the world.
Let me ask you, I mean, I'm just back from Canada, and I haven't been back in the States for a while, but it seems from things I'm hearing that people are just, you know, I hate to generalize and say people, but they're, geez, I mean, what are they putting in the water?
Well, anything and everything, apparently. You know, that's the thing. It's like people, I get very aggravated at the way people want to bury their head in the sand. Because my saying for that, if you bury your head in the sand, the only thing that's left up is your butt, and it's going to get kicked.
Right? I like it.
Which is true. You know,
it's just
people,
so true.
It's like they're afraid. I mean, you know, we talk about the constitutional rights. We don't have them anymore.
No, they're gone. I mean, it's a fantasy. The whole democratic process has been erased right before everyone's eyes with this horrible ogre of terrorism, the excuse for stripping out the Constitution.
Right. See, and again, I have a real problem with this because these are the American people who supposedly our laws are supposed to be for, and they're destroying us, and they're the people are letting them do that. So I get really riled when I talk about the way people aren't doing their part, because they're not, you know. And so,
and this goes back to the earlier discussion we were saying about don't come back. It's like, if you're going to keep giving me your power, then I'm not serving you. So yeah, don't keep coming back for guidance, for assistance, if all you're going to do is transfer your power away.
Right, you know, and I'm really strong with that, and I tell people, you know, I will help you if I can. But understand this, when I tell you you're done, you know, you got to do this, you've got to do this. So another saying I use for people who want to call me like once a week and I just don't let them, you're going to love this one. I tell them, hey, folks, you don't need me to take a pee.
I love your style.
Okay? And they get it. You know, they get it. It's like, oh, I can do this by myself. Yes, you can do this by yourself.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a time for people to start getting empowered and understand that, you know, even, for example, in the political process, people, I hear so many people glorifying, I hate to get political here, but let's say one of the candidates as the new savior. I've even heard that Obama is descended from another star system, and it's like, to save humanity. I'm going like, guys, do your homework first of all. If we're going to have a voting theater, let's make sure that you're investigating why you're voting for a candidate, not because it's a descended star being, but because it's a person who at least gives us information that sounds like something we resonate with. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. What I was just going to say is that the media here in the United States will make the election or break the election for whoever. And right now, he is the star, quote, child. I have a problem with him, okay? Not that I have a problem with McCain, but I have a problem with him. And people have not done their homework, again,
at all.
They got their heads buried in the sand, and I'm telling you, their butts are going to be kicked. And they're not going to
Unfortunately, it's the collective butt that's going to get it when people wake up, just like when they woke up people are starting to wake up to what happened in 9-1-1, but you know what? How many years is it? 7 years too late.
Yeah, and
you know, here I just really recently had a friend who said, I'm so excited. I've just had heard from a channel that Barack Obama is a star being who's coming down. And I was like, oh, God, are we really going to do this again? Are we going to roll over now to this fantasy and let these people roll right in and do what they come to do? Let's get some wake-up calls going on here.
The problem is that, again, the media here is very one-sided. I mean, they are very one-sided. I mean, he is all over the television here with his life story and everything else. And McCain, he's been on there one time talking about his life story, which he isn't even the one who talked about it. But, you know, we're all in for a very rude awakening, and unfortunately, the people at some point in time are going to have to wake up, but it's going to be a little late, just like you say it was for 9/11. And the truth is not going to be known until after that man is probably already elected, unfortunately.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't believe that, number one, his whole total background has come out. Because
some tuned in people are trying to get it out. In fact, if you want more information about these, a source you can look at is rents.com. www.rense.com has a lot of information that Nancy's talking about. Go ahead, Nancy.
And one of his main backers that nobody has really talked about yet is one of the richest Middle Eastern men in Europe. And his name is Auchi. And they can go look
at
that.
And what about Brzezinski?
He's part of it too. But this Auchi person, he's been really supporting him for a long, long time. And it tends to worry me a little bit that when that person over there or those people over there are supporting a presidential candidate here in the United States, tends to worry me because, believe me, everything is not being shown and everything is not being seen. And it's not anybody's fault except the American people, because they are sitting there wanting somebody to come and save them.
Yeah, well, this is the tendency of human nature. The great Messiah is going to come. Even people write to me and say, do you think that star beings are going to come and save us? And the answer is, save you from what?
Yeah,
this is our reality. Yeah. Why do we have to give it away and ask for Savior after we had screwed up one planet? We're going to go screw up another one?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of changes. And so the book, the What Do You Think book, it's asked tons and tons of questions, like I said, about all facets of life. I didn't leave out anything. And the very last part, the only reason why I don't have it out yet is because I've moved about three times since I started it, and I'm missing the last three sentences of Sir Francis Scott Key's description of what he saw as to how he came up with the national anthem. Because I've asked people, I said, do you know how we got our national anthem? And they look at me like, no. I said, you learned it in school. I go, no, I'm not sure. You know, so that's the last part of it, because my last question is, how do you think we got our national anthem? And it's everything he had to say as he was watching, you know, the bombs bursting in air and all that, all his description, and I can't find the last three sentences. And that's the only thing that stopped me from putting it out yet, because I can't put it out until I get them. And, well, I won't put it out until I get them. And so I'm looking for...
All right, well, let's hope it comes out soon, because I know it's going to be powerful. And I'd like to, at this point, open up the show to callers, because we're going to get controversial here, and welcome your comments, and because you have an opportunity to talk to a really tuned-in psychic, Nancy Wallace. So the hotline toll-free number to call in the States is 877-876-5227. I'll repeat that, 877-876-5227. And if you call in and we're busy chatting, just hang in there a minute until we get the signal that you're on the line. All right, so back to the political outcome. When you say you some heavy things are coming, you want to share with us some of the observations that you've got in your little head?
Yeah. Actually, you know, first of all, I want to go back to how we do not have our constitutional rights, okay? We haven't had them for a long, long time, which in
itself Homeland Security was just like instant release of all of our rights.
Yes.
So well thought out and quite methodical, but nonetheless, it was pretty instant, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has all been thought out, you know.
And people just gave it away.
But we did, you know, but we did give it away, and we keep giving it away because people, again, don't want to take responsibility. And as long as they don't want to take responsibility, they are going to be in for a very rude awakening. And it's going to come. And, you know, once that awakening is here that you're not going to like, there's not going to be a lot you can do about it because you're the ones who allowed it.
So what do you mean by rude awakening?
Well, I don't believe, one, like we talked about a little bit earlier, that every truth is coming out about Obama. I think there's a lot of things there that, you know, is being very much covered up, all right? I know it sounds like I'm being prejudiced, and I'm really not, but I'm having a hard time without truth coming out because I'm into truth. And McCain, you know, he's got his own little deep, dark secrets, too. I mean, everybody does, but to me, he appears to be at least a little more on the up and up, even though people don't want to hear it, okay?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, let's be honest. Aside from him recounting to the vomit level how a patriotic he was and how he suffered for the country.
Yeah, that I don't agree
with. You know, he's voted in 92% of everything that Bush has wanted. And,
yeah.
You know, he's right. Let's be honest. In order to get to that level of politics, you must be in obedience to the greater power. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean God. I mean
the secret government,
the ones that really run the show.
Yeah, you do. And
I mean, they've got to take in order to even run a campaign, they've got to bow down to the money givers. And the money givers are the ones who set the platforms and set the agendas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are. They're actually called the Bilderberg Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bilderberg Circle is the group that have all of the money and actually control the world. And they're going to put in there whoever they want.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't really matter what you think or what you don't think. If they want a candidate there, they're going to put him there.
Right. The only thing that matters actually to me is that it's time for people to realize that you're talking about a totalitarian government. Stop fantasizing about, you know, he's going to save us coming from the star system of...
No.
Wherever, this is very dangerous that people are still embracing this kind of giving away of their power. And people say to me, well, you're a channel. Why should anyone listen to you and not the guy who's channeling Michael? And that's, a valid point. The only thing is that the work that I'm doing is about people taking back their power and being grounded in truth as much as they possibly can.
See, in reality, Patricia, so you know, most of the true channelers all are saying the same thing, okay? I don't really channel. They just give me stuff. It's not like I sit here and I try to channel it. Like I said, I don't even know who's talking to me except my angels. But, you know, the reality is that people really have to start taking back their own power. And until they do that, you know, we're kind of in a mess, you know? And there's still going to be lots of changes coming to this earth itself that's going to do a lot of things. Everybody's not going to like that. A lot of people may not make it through that change. A lot of people don't want to be here. So they're actually asking to be taken. So there's many, many different energies that are here now. But I agree with you. There's not a star child going to come here and save the world. Not like that. It takes everybody working through their own self, their own heart, smart part, to really figure it out as to what they should do from their heart and not sit and just listen to what the television says and the radio says. I tell people when you get up in the morning, don't even turn them on. If your alarm clock is a radio, as soon as it goes off and you're out of bed, put your feet on the floor and the first thing you say to yourself is, this is a great day. You turn it all off because what they do for us is they start us off in a very negative tone because they talk about who's got killed overnight, who's happened to this, what's going on. And none of it is really good, positive stuff.
Right.
So
it's entrainment. I also tell people to turn off the TVs. We're going to have to exchange books.
Okay. That would be good.
Yeah, that would be great, because we're obviously in sync on everything we're talking about so far. Let's switch over now, because if I keep talking about politics, I'm just going to let it all out. And I try to avoid the politics based on the thought that, in the end, you're looking at, in my opinion, who is the least bad of the
two. I agree.
And that is a sad statement about the illusion of a democracy where we vote in leaders of our world, or our country. Instead, what I think we're doing is voting for the less bad. Or is the case for a lot of people, the savviest, the slickest talker, the nicest looking guy. I mean, come on, you know?
Oh, I agree. I agree with you.
We're handing the car keys to the most powerful man on the planet here, and we're worried about because he looks good and he knows how to keep his cool?
Yeah.
Very scary.
Very.
So what do you, I always ask people about this, this is a favorite question because it's a subject that's dear to my heart. What is your impression about, or your observations, visions, about contact, global alien contact coming soon to this planet? Not to save us.
I know that it's going to be happening, you know, because, again, they give me different things coming in. And it's not that they necessarily give me, like, a date. Like, they kind of show me, you know, what's coming, and then I sit and go, well, okay, well, you know, whatever it is.
Coming soon to your local theater kind of thing?
Yeah. So, you know, and I agree, you know, there's going to be a lot of, just a lot of different things that are going to be happening, and people are probably going to be very going, oh, my God, what is this? But, again, it's things that really need to happen to make changes on this planet.
Well, there would be quite a remarkable human response to global contact, the realization that we are part of a greater family has to, by the nature of its exposure, really shake up the planet. It would be the one event, I think, besides a Holocaust, that would really shake people out of their lethargy, their mental lethargy, and start to think about what it means to be alive at this time.
Oh, yeah. See, and then everybody talks about 2012, but my angels from the time I was six all the way through now tell me 2010. So it's kind of gotten faster with what's really going to be going on, and everybody thinks, oh, the world is going to end on 2012. No, the world is not going to end on 2012.
No.
However, the world as we know it is not going to be the same from 2010 all the way on. Because it needs to change. Without change, this planet's going to die. And if
That's
it dies,
right.
Guess what? Everything on it dies.
Well, we're doing a good job of destroying it. I had a guest on recently, I can't remember who it was, who said, we are a self-extinction, a society hell-bent on self-extinction.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was pretty profound, because we seem to be doing, of course, not all of us, we are generalizing here, but by and large, the warring mentality, particularly of the male of this species, seems hell-bent on destroying the planet and all the living things on it.
Yeah, it's very true, but we keep repeating the same stuff. I mean, you know, they talk about the lost city of Atlantis. Well, what happened to it? They talk about how we've already had tons of different global changes. I mean, we had Ice Age, we had changes, you know, but we haven't learned. And the problem is until people start to really care about what they're doing from their heart, it's not going to change. And then they sit back, and all they do is moan and groan about, they can't take this, they can't stand that, this is horrible, this is bad, blah, 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 blah. Well, people, wake up. You did it. Now it's your turn to fix it.
Well, of course, the very media that we were talking about, that would be the controlled media, because we happen to both be interviewers and host shows on a free thought network like BBS, for which I'm eternally grateful.
Me too.
But everything that the media does is about keeping people in complete nonsense so that they are either in utter fear or totally involved with foolishness like Britney Spears and what she's up to, completely disregarding the planet that surrounds them. It's really very, very, very strange how human race is spiraling into very low levels of consciousness on
but
the
see,
one
it,
hand.
It is, Patricia, and the problem is that all of these kids that are here now are truly the kids that are supposed to put this planet back together. The problem is that the kids that have been diagnosed with the ADD, ADHD, that are being drugged foolishly, they're not going to be able to do it. So it's kind of like still, you know, we're going to destroy because we're not allowing ourselves to truly be who we are. And they take these kids and they put them on these medications. And I'm not, let me clarify this. I don't believe that they should be given the medication without a lot of different alternative methods first. And if
all right, let's talk about the ADD fraud. Have you read the book, The ADD Fraud?
I haven't, but I heard about it. So I got to get
it. Well, it's a powerful book, and he basically comes out and says the whole thing is a setup to destroy the children, to disempower the children.
Well,
of course, to sell pharmaceuticals, but it's deeper than that. It's as if the powers that be do not want the bright stars, the indigos, and all of these children to fix, not that it's their assignment to fix our mistakes, but to empower them. They do not want them to come in and raise the vibration.
No, they don't, because then the planet will actually do what it needs to do, and these people won't have a chance to keep control like they have. So they do. They keep passing out these medicines, and they keep trying to tell you how good they are, and they keep trying to tell you how they make everybody okay. But you know what? These kids have got a tremendous amount of intelligence. They have a tremendous amount of energy. They are here for a purpose, and those people are trying to take that purpose away. So my idea
was... It's like trying to abort the purpose for reasons that are quite... dastardly, for lack of a better word.
Well, they are. They want to continue to control. And these kids don't. They don't do well with control. I have a granddaughter. Believe me, she's 8 going on 30. I know all about it. You know. So my thing was to have a nonprofit organization, which I do. It's called the Child's Miracle Mind. And they can go to my website again, and the buttons are there. Or they can just check the website out by itself. It's childsmiraclemind.org. But along with that, I also have a leg off of it called the School of Now, which is a school that is never outdated, because the children that are here now, they're very bored, they are not doing well, and it's not because they can't, it's because they're bored. So focusing on something that you're bored with, I'll give you a perfect example, American history. Do you remember when you were in high school how thrilled you were to sit through an American history class? Okay?
Yeah.
This is what they do with the kids, because our school system's not changed. You know, they keep it just the way it is, because that way there's no bright shining stars that's really going to, you know, come through unless they really put out the effort. So they do that. So the School of Now is actually a school for these children that do not fit the bell curve, like the 20% that's slipping through the cracks, because they won't conform, for lack of a better word, to what the public schools want these kids to do, the ones that they say have ADD, ADHD.
Autism. Okay, you're fading out a little bit, so please keep your voice strong.
Okay. So, you know, the thing is that with this school, it's called the School of Now, and if you turn Now around, it spells one, W-O-N, W-O-N,
uh-huh.
Okay? It spells one. It will help. It will, you know, it will help these children to be all they can be. So I'm in the process of doing fundraisers and getting the word out there, so that I can get the money coming in, got some grants in the work, so I can get this all going. Because
what are you doing for these children?
Well, one thing that we'd be doing is taking all the children that want to be part of this and their parents, and they will all be given different kinds of tests. One, to find out what their diet is, because most of these children are suffering from a diet that isn't really good for them. So that also makes their focus less. They also are suffering from a lot of emotional trauma going on at home or around them. So that would also be talked about. There's many, many exercises that can be done to bring their brain into a focus point that will stay at a focus point. So there's a lot of exercises there. Part of this would be every single child and every single parent would get an astrology chart done and a numerology chart done, and then also, you know, a type reading like I do, which is intuitive, so that we know all the facets of that child, so we know how to help that child, so we know what that child needs. And each child is considered an individual, not lumped into a school that has 30 kids in one class and one teacher. So, you know, the children themselves will finally start to know it's okay to be who they are. It's okay to have some problems. It's okay for them to show that they don't like what's going on. It's okay. Because they
but, you know, what's interesting in what I talked to with the doctor, who I can't think of his name at the moment, the author of the book that was on my show, and we talked a lot about how the state is getting involved. And if the teacher reports the child to the school counselor calls in a psychiatrist, the psychiatrist says this child has to take meds, and if the parents don't take them, they're subject to child abuse. Did you know this?
Yeah, yeah. See, and to me,
this is outrageous.
It is very outrageous. So that's why the Child's Miracle Mind.
So, I mean, basically, what we're saying is we're living in a Gestapo state where if you do not drug your children according to the mandates of some school psychiatrist, or school counselor, you can be forced to drug your children?
Mm-hmm.
What does this say about the society?
Oh, I know. That's one of my big, big things when I tell people you've got to understand you're giving everything away and you're giving the children away too.
A lot of people don't believe that this is happening. I try to enlighten as many people as I can to this situation, and some of them laugh at me and say, oh, Patricia, you've been reading too many science fiction novels.
No.
But this is reality in our world, 2008, and I really encourage people to get informed about this.
Yeah, on my website at Child's Miracle Mind, there's different links that people can go to that talk about what ADD, ADHD is, the benefits of it, you know, the ups and the downs. There's like different links for people to understand really what these children are going through, because truly the parents don't have a clue because they're so busy trying to make a living and trying to, you know, provide for the family. They have no idea what their child's going through.
Not only that, but we give our own power, well, I try not to, but people give their own power away to doctors. All you need is a doctor telling you, coming in at you with a white coat and telling you need this and that med and why, and suddenly, mm-hmm. you know, he's the authority and you're acquiescing to these ridiculous med assignments.
And
how many people are, you know, I was just in North America. I just could not believe that every other commercial was for meds.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them were for mood swings, for depression, and, of course, the side effects are, I love when they give the side effects and it says, side effects could include depression, suicide, etc. I was like, okay, so the side effect potential is the desire to suicide,
mm-hmm.
and the med is for depression? Okay.
Yeah. See, the other thing is that, and I know this is going to make a lot of people angry, but I don't really care, that the doctors really get paid, they get kickbacks of some sort to make sure these meds get out there. They get them.
Yeah, that is going to make some people angry, probably the doctors, but the truth is I have had a doctor once told me that they have the most outrageous perks from these pharmaceutical companies, including wild parties, huge conferences with the luxury hotels and just party town, and commission on the drugs. So people, please, don't take everything at surface level. Investigate before you put your child on drugs, because that's what it is. It's drugs.
Yeah,
avenue and check out Nancy's site again. Would you quote again, Nancy, for the children's site?
It's Nancy's, NANCYS, psychicresources.com. They can actually call me. You want me to give out the number?
Sure.
It's 630-941-6816. And if you get my voicemail, just leave me a message, and best time to call you back, and I'll try to get back to you, you know, around that time.
It's really important if you're listening, if you're dealing with the question of how to handle your child, because that's what the schools are telling you, you've got to know how to handle them, or facing this kind of edict from a school authority, call Nancy. Get in tune with a network of people that are trying to find answers to how to cope with this, because it's maybe one of the most important parenting issues you're going to come across in your experience.
Mm-hmm. I was a nurse by trade a long time ago. I went through nurse's training. I was a practical nurse, licensed practical nurse. Every week, at least once a week, or every 2 weeks, at least once or twice a week, I was actually taken down to the dean's office because I refused refuse to conform until they're a thing, you know. Like the doctors would want us to do things, and I knew I could do them, but we were not approved to do them yet according to our school. And I would say no. And they'd have a fit. They'd go, I'm the doctor. And I go, I don't care. I'm the student, and I'm not doing it. So I was always a rebel with this. I quit doing nursing because I could not stand the way the medical profession was treating people, number one, not necessarily caring about what they say to them other than, well, you have cancer, you're going to die. That's bogus. Just because you have it doesn't mean you got to die, okay? But they don't go into that. Now they're getting better at it because they found out that there's enough healers out there to prove them wrong. So
I'll hold to that.
Yes, so as a student, I was always in trouble, and they kept wanting to throw me out. And I told them, go ahead. I said, but you explain to yourself how you're going to throw out a straight-A student that never opens a book. Go ahead, you do that. And go ahead if you want. I'll find a better way to help people. And then my last few months, I was in psych, and I was really good at it. So the hospital that we were at offered me a total package to go to any school I wanted to become a psychiatrist. And I said, no, I just couldn't do it. And they go, do you know what you're turning down? And I said, yes, I do, because I don't agree with the medical profession. Now, again, I'm 60, so we're talking about years and years ago. So the Dr. Phil of today that people can't stand is how I would have been back then, you know, telling people the way it is. And so I said, no, give it to somebody who's going to cater to what you want them to be. I cannot.
Great spirit, Nancy. I've got to say, thank goodness you are the rebel you are, and refuse being indoctrinated into that system, because I'm sure you're doing much more important work outside the matrix. And I'm going to have to end the show with that thought. Did you like the way I segued through that?
I want people to wake up, be who they need to be, and just let their hearts come out.
Me too. That's the message. Wake up, take your power back from the doctors, the politicians, the authorities, take it all back, get into the power zone, and please follow up and see what Nancy's doing on her site, and please stay in touch with me as well. If you are committed to being in that place, completely responsible for coming into this world, completely responsible for going out, and completely responsible for everything in between. And with that, I'd like to say goodbye for today. Please get out there and keep shining your light. Be what you want the world to be. Thank you, Nancy. You've been a wonderful guest. Maybe you'll have me on your show, too, and we'll more fun things.
I thank you for having me, and we will definitely have you online.
I'd love it. Okay, everybody, that's it for today. Please keep in touch. Remember, my site is SyrianRevelations.net. Lots of exciting things coming up. My new book is almost done, and Sacred Journey to Egypt is ready to go, so don't miss out. Thank you. My love with you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.